tuned to yesterday, featuring programs from radio's golden era. Mark Levonier, your host for an hour of variety, as the self-proclaimed King of Jazz celebrates his birthday. It's Paul Whiteman's birthday party, heard on the NBC Blue Network about 4 days before his actual birthday on March 28th. This episode first aired on March 24th, 1937.
This is Graham McNamee announcing Paul Whiteman's birthday party. It's Rhapsody in Blue, ladies and gentlemen, that famous familiar theme, introducing that famous familiar personality, the King of Jazz, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. It is with an extra bit of feeling that I introduce Paul Whiteman at this time. For tonight, as we celebrate his birthday, a birthday that marks another milestone along a trail of melody that through the years has ever broadened in its scope, I look back upon many years of acquaintanceship with a man whom it has been my privilege and my pride to call a friend. And it is with this same privilege and additional pride that I announce this birthday celebration tendered to him tonight. I feel that it is fitting that we do this, for there is no man who has done more for modern American music than Paul Whiteman. From that first concert at Old Aeolian Hall on Lincoln's birthday in 1924, when Mr. Whiteman, then a dance band leader from the Palais Royal Restaurant on Broadway, performed his first experiment in modern music, he has worked diligently toward what had long been a dream of his. In his own words, to create a center which can be used by composers both for inspiration and research, to interpret musically the life of our country, and to instill in America a consciousness of our own music as one of the great arts. And so it is that tonight we offer our felicitations to this man. Tonight, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, combined with the National Broadcasting Company Symphony Orchestra, presents a musical program which he sincerely hopes you will enjoy. The opening number is dedicated to world-renowned composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Arranged and composed by Van Phillips, this is a brave attempt to show that Bach was the father not only of 19 children, but of swing music as well. Paul Whiteman and the orchestra say, thank you, Mr. Bach. Thank you. say, thank you, Mr. Whiteman. Say, Paul, will you come over here just a moment?
Certainly, Graham. And what can I do for you?
Nothing special. I just thought I'd say hello and wish you a happy birthday.
Well, that's mighty nice, and thanks, Graham.
You know, Paul, you and I have been around here quite a long time. In fact, I think we've been around long enough for them to call us veterans.
I don't like the sound of that word, veterans, Graham. But I guess you're about right.
You know, I get a kick out of being on this show tonight, Paul. You remember I put you on the air the first time you ever broadcast.
You're right, Graham, you did. And was I nervous.
Well, how do you feel about all this tonight?
Well, it's hard to tell exactly how I feel, Graham. That introduction you gave me was mighty nice, and I feel a bit guilty about one thing.
What's that, Paul?
Well, I might as well admit, seeing that you didn't, that today is not my birthday.
Oh.
It really doesn't occur till Sunday. But you see, I'm not sure whether I'll be somewhere around White Plains or Providence on that day, and I thought it might be better if I made the program tonight instead of having the NBC Orchestra chase me all around New York or Connecticut or Rhode Island.
Well, how do you feel about the birthday idea in general, Paul?
Well, Graham, I've always had my own ideas about birthdays. To a certain extent, it should be like New Year's Eve. By that, I mean that instead of it just being a day in the year which everyone says congratulations and felicitations and so on, it should be a day on which one should look back at the years past and give thanks for all the pleasant things that have happened.
Is that what you've done?
Yes, it is. Many pleasant things have occurred during this past year, among which were the concert in which I conducted my own orchestra combined with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and my pleasant engagement at the Fort Worth Frontier Centennial. I almost get that right, eventually.
We'll figure that. Well, anyway, isn't tonight sort of a busman's holiday for you, Paul?
No, I don't consider it as such. In fact, I'm glad to have a birthday, if only for the fact that it gives me an excuse to be able to conduct a group such as I have with me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want everyone to feel, though, that simply because I have a combined orchestra of 60 pieces that I'm going to present a group of symphonic selections. On the contrary, we're just going to have some good musical entertainment.
Your first number tonight, Paul. Thank you, Mr. Bach. Wasn't that from your concert at the Hippodrome?
Yes, it was. And believe me, that was a really thrilling experience.
What's the bit?
Incidentally, we were going to present another number from that concert on tonight's program. It was All Points West, conceived by those two gentlemen of melody, Rogers and Hart. But we can't control everything, and Bob Lawrence, who was to be our soloist, has taken ill. And we regret very much not being able to have him with us tonight. And what we will play as our next number, however, is a selection which has been one of the bright spots of motion picture musicals of the past year. The Rumba La Bamba, from the big broadcast of 1937.
All right, Paul, we're ready for it.
Thank you.
Whiteman and the orchestra present next to Fantasy on the first and most famous of all blues tunes, the St. Louis Blues. And featured in this number is Casper Reardon, outstanding American harpist and officially admitted to be the world's premier hot harpist. Casper Reardon, Paul Whiteman, and the combined orchestras present the St. Louis Blues. Thank you. Roy Bargy, the distinguished pianist. Tremendous applause for Mr. Reardon. Roy Bargy, the distinguished pianist of Paul Whiteman's orchestra, has prepared a delightful arrangement of Fritz Kreisler's Stars in My Eyes from the motion picture The King Steps Out. Paul Whiteman and the orchestra play it for us now. An appropriate festive number from Ferdy Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite comes a colorful Mardi Gras as portrayed by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra combined with the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. And now, Al Golodero, who plays practically every instrument conceivable, climbs out from beneath his music stand with a birthday wish and his pet saxophone to bring us the incomparable Nola. The ghost goes to town.
Thank you.
Perhaps one of the most beautiful portions of Paul Whiteman's concert at the Hippodrome last winter was the Essay on Waltzes, arranged by Adolf Deutsch. This number starts with the grandfather of all waltzes, the old-fashioned minuet, and shows the effect waltzes have had on almost all forms of music, whether it be symphony, the opera, the popular tune, and even the old barrel organ. We might best title it Waltzing Through the Ages.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tingito.
Will you come over here to this mic just once more?
Sure, Graham. What's up?
Well, my music sheet says that the final selection on tonight's party is to be a banjo specialty presented by Mike Pingitore.
That's right. You know, Graham, in vaudeville, the featured act, especially the headliner, is always the last act in the show. And even though this is supposed to be a birthday party for me, I'm going to step out of the spotlight and give it to a man whom I think is deserving of. Mike Pingitore. As I look back through last year and the years before that, there has always been a pleasant acquaintance that has stood out. And that is the one I've had with Mike. Mike, you know, is the oldest member of the band. That is, in service. In fact, he's even older in service than I am.
Well, wait a minute, Paul. How's that? How can that
be? Well, Graham, when our first rehearsal was called, I arrived exactly on time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, there was Mike, sitting on a stool, plucking away at the old banjo. He had gotten there 20 minutes ahead of everyone, even myself. So there you are.
Well, it kind of looked as if he had the jump on you, all right, Paul.
But suppose we just give him the spotlight and let him speak for himself, huh?
Right. Exit, Mr. Whiteman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Fingitar presents his version of that old-time favorite, Linger a While. Once again, it's that famous, familiar melody, Rhapsody in Blue. But this time, it's to bring to a close this anniversary program celebrating the birthday of that famous, familiar personality, the King of Jazz, the Dean of modern American music, Paul Whiteman. Tonight, Mr. Whiteman and his orchestra, combined with the NBC Symphony Orchestra, presented a program of musical pieces selected from the many, many, many played by him through the passing years. The program also featured Casper Reardon, world-famous harpist, the Three T's, Al Golodero, and Mike Fingitore. In closing, may I add my personal wish to those thousands which I know are Paul's tonight. A happy birthday and pleasant years in the future.
Paul Whiteman's birthday party on Tuned to Yesterday, an NBC Blue Network broadcast from the 24th of March, 1937. And that does it for this hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden era. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for tuning in.